Okay, now we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're going off-piste. Ready?
Whee! Oh, very much so this morning. Our destination, the Northern Hemisphere, the Italian Riviera. Doesn't that sound good from down here at this time of year? A picturesque, magical place, a place called Noli Bay. What's special? Well, this is a place where food is being grown underneath the water.
The idea came to me because I wanted to create more interaction from the surface and the diving activity. So I chose a typical activity of farmers, and I said, why don't we bring this one underwater and we try to have an interaction with the surface.
Now, that's the man who came up with this idea of this experimental farm under the sea. Sergio Gamberini is his name, of a diving equipment company called Ocean Reef. Nemo's Garden is what we call this spot. And bringing this vision to reality, Sergio's son, Luca Gamberini, who joins us via Skype. Luca, welcome.
Hi, it's great to see you.
Now, describe Nemo's Garden for us. What sort of structures under the ocean make this possible?
Nemo's Garden is just an incredible view once you're scuba diving down there or snorkeling. Imagine these large bubbles of air held inside these plastic domes. And it kind of looks like Star Wars Episode 1, when they visit the underwater world on that planet. I don't know if you recall. It's just surreal, completely incredible. It's incredible to see.
And inside those bubbles, what do we find then?
We find plants. We actually found a way to grow plants underwater, yes.
Okay, so let's get to the details here. How on earth does that work? what have you got growing for a start, and then how do you sustain those plants?
Well, like everything, we just tried. You know, we had this crazy idea, and our first experiments were these flexible balloons, transparent, of course, which we anchored on the floor on the seabed, and we just found a way to put a vase inside, and we tried first with a plant that was already born, and successfully continued to grow it. It didn't die, actually thrived. So then we tried with the seeds, and they sprouted in less than 36 hours. So
wow,
it was incredible. And from then on, we developed the system, fine-tuning. I believe there's still a long way to go. There's definitely many things we can improve, but we successfully grew at least 26 different types of plants, and it's been incredible. So, we discovered so much.
And what sort of space are we talking about here? How many hectares perhaps do you have under crop?
Well, it's a lot smaller. I wouldn't talk about hectares, because we are forced to a small place. We have only 5 biospheres. We had even more last year, but they were smaller. Now they're larger. So I would say we're talking about the size of a very, very large room, because we are limited, of course, with what the region gives us in terms of permit. And there's always a balance we have to keep with the environment there. So it's
sure. And the biospheres, I mean, they're large enough for people to enter, to go in there and tend these plants?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have each biosphere right now can hold up to 3 divers working at the same time, 3 grown men divers. The system is hydroponic, so it's very efficient. We use the space in a very efficient way. We have both a spiral. I don't know if you're familiar with the system, but basically we have water falling down a spiral using gravity, basically, that brings water to the different plants. And each plant is in a small vase. We have at least 60 per biosphere plus the space for the normal vases all around. So it's a small volume, but we do use it to its best.
We're in the sea, under the waves, off the northwest of Italy. Nemo's Garden is the spot. things are being grown down there. And Luca Gamberini is explaining the process to us. And Luca, the two questions I have, I suppose, are about, you know, elements of life for plants, mm-hmm. and the water, and then light. How are these things arranged?
These were the initial reasons why we decided to try to grow underwater. The reason is the sea is an incredible auto-sustainable and free charger and warmer, basically. We have a constant temperature here in the Mediterranean, but in many places around the world, the water gives out warmth a lot slower than air. You see that you may have maybe, I don't know, 5 degrees during the night in a city in the outside air temperature, and then 30 during the day. While the sea usually does not change that much, actually has a very slow delta in temperature. So that's something that we use to our benefit. It's very constant. Light actually gets easily to more than 10 meters underwater, so it's perfect for us. Plus, the seawater or the water hole acts like a filter. So all the useless, let's say, and the not beneficial frequencies of light that would get to the plants are actually cut off. So you get all the good thing, the good stuff. And of course, it's a place where no parasite can get. Absolutely, there's no way. So we don't need to use pesticide or any other system. And we have also a natural evaporation of the seawater. It works like a small earth. So we have our ocean, we have our air, and we have our rain. We have a natural evaporation of seawater, which becomes fresh water and just naturally irrigates the plants.
They must be very happy little plants, I suspect, in your biospheres. It sounds utterly ideal conditions. Have you, however, had disasters? Have there been some things that have gone wrong in this process?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The first biosphere we used, again, was a plastic biosphere, but a flexible material. So it yielded to pressure, increased the volume of the air, and by just increasing, just blew up. And that's not the only time it blew up. We had storms, of course, which basically ripped off the biospheres from the seafloor. But everything is part of the learning process. So we learned a lot. We learned about the force of nature and the force of the sea, and it's been beautiful. It's been all part of the process.
What's the potential of this, Luca? I mean, this is a world which craves food, and a world too in which, you know, many of the places that formerly have grown things are being degraded for various reasons. Is there great hope in this sort of agriculture beneath the waves?
I personally have a utopian kind of vision where, it's a world that craves not only what you said, but it's a world that craves space, craves space for agriculture needs, hopefully without increasing our imprint on our footprint on it.
And what about what about taste, Luca? You're an Italian. You're fond of your food.
I am, absolutely. Yeah.
The things grown underwater. Is there a difference to the human taste?
Taste is always something that we think is personal, but like we all know, when something is given the degree as the DOP in Italy, which means that there is a protection of the origin of the plant or the element. It may be the oil, it may be the basil in this case. And we tested the plants. The basil we grew underwater. It also has more taste to it. Again, the essential oils are higher, which means more intense perfume and taste in what we grow.
Your pesto is the best pesto.
I wouldn't go that far because, of course, there's so much. There's your mom preparing the pesto, which makes it the best pesto.
Of course.
So, but it is a very good plant of basil.
How did you come to this, Luca? I mean, obviously through your father's work, but do you have a training or an expertise that has suited this work?
Well, I've been diving all my life, and of course, it's a family-owned company, so I have been in the whereabouts of whatever we were doing since I was 9, probably even before that. So I do go scuba diving all the time. I personally put my hands on the experiment and set it up and then take it down when it's time to. So I feel it mine, but I feel it mine like the whole team that works with it. So this is part of the beautiful adventure that it is. And we happen to just experiment. We tried different things, actually, and then we came up with this. And like many things in life, it just developed as an incredible, awesome thing.
Well, look, it's fascinating and clearly a thing which is growing and is in many ways already a success, but one with tremendous potential. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Luca Gamberini from Nemo's Garden. It's an experimental farm growing edible crops, as you've heard, some of them intensely edible, under the sea, off the Italian coast. Pictures of what we've been talking about, and tricky to visualise, but amazing to see. Head to the Sunday Extra page on the RN website. We will place some there. Jonathan Green with you here on Sunday Extra.